footy season has started again. Hip hip hooray. I always feel a bit sad when summer ends, especially in Canberra. It means any possibility of warmth and even a little humidity is effectively gone. The start of footy season proper, though, is a good day to take my mind off the discomfort of the dry Canberra air. Now, when I refer to football, I'm referring to rugby league, the greatest game of all. Sure, we've had some pre-season games. There's been a big match between the Australian Indigenous team and the rest. There's been the Nines. And then there's been a little series in the UK when our top teams from last season get a little match fitness playing the English during the peak of their season. The National Rugby League, or the NRL, likes to begin every season with a few Thursday night games. I'm not exactly sure why. All I know is that when I wake up after watching a Thursday night game, I think it's Saturday, until I realise it's Friday. The Thursday night games only occur for about the first month of the season. Last night, the Brisbane Broncos played the Cronulla Sharks. The Sharks were last year's premier team. It was good to watch the Broncos defeat them in a reasonably exciting game that seemed to be officiated well too. So if you're not aware already, my favourite teams in the NRL are 1. The Brisbane Broncos, 2. The North Queensland Cowboys, 3. The Melbourne Storm, and 4. The Gold Coast Titans. The teams I dislike the most are 1. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, 2. The Sydney Roosters, and 3. The Canterbury Bulldogs. During the season, I may expand on why I dislike certain teams. Suffice to say, you should be able to guess why I support my favourite teams. One of the good things about modern technology is live streaming and being able to watch a game on a tablet in the comfort of being in bed. I don't have a television in my bedroom, and I'm usually in bed between I'm usually in bed between 8:30 and 9 p.m. each night. I have an iPad with a Telstra SIM card in it, so I get free streaming because Telstra is a major sponsor of the NRL. While watching the game, I can also read footy articles from the NRL website off my iPhone. Every year, I say to myself, I want to be a better supporter and fan by watching more games. I hope I can watch as many Brisbane Broncos games as possible this season. Footy season also means an opportunity to focus on footy food. For me, that means hot meat pies, sausage rolls, Cheerios with tomato sauce, potato chips, corn chips with cheese and salsa, and chicken wings. I may start doing a footy food series on Yummy Lummy this season. That's my food blog. Go to yummylummy.com. Of course, apart from the final series, the biggest game in football are the three State of Origin games between the Queensland Maroons and the New South Wales Blues. The unofficial names for each team are Cane Toads and Cockroaches, respectively. After an upset in 2014, the Maroons have bounced back in 2015 and hung on again tightly last year. For readers not familiar with State of Origin rugby league history, Queenslanders are known as the Cane Toads and New South Wales, the Cockroaches. These are affectionate terms of endearment, and as they say, State of Origin is mate against mate, state against state. For those interested, it was a kangaroo great, Barry Garbo Muir, who coached the Queensland side from 1974 to 1978. That's 2 years prior to the adoption of origin selection criteria. And during this time, Muir coined the term cockroaches, the descriptor of the New South Wales rugby league team still used by Queenslanders. Growing up in Brisbane, I remember watching year after year footy players who regard themselves as Queenslanders playing in blue because they followed their dreams of playing in the biggest competition at the time, namely the New South Wales Rugby League. The late Queensland Senator Ron McAuliffe was instrumental in getting State of Origin concept up and running. In 1980, I was in grade 10 at Brisbane Grammar School, and I remember watching the first Queensland State of Origin team train on our footy ovals. It was a little odd watching rugby league players on our rugby union pitch, but for me and my mates, it didn't matter. These were legends. Big Artie Beetson and the young Wally Lewis, who would go on to become the king, the emperor of Lang Park. Queensland is the greatest state in the Federation. I loved growing up in Queensland, but that should not detract in any way from my love of the Northern Territory, the greatest territory in Australia. So my final words for this podcast show, if you have an NRL team, I wish you all the best for the season. If you don't care for NRL, then I suggest on Twitter you mute the hashtags NRL and Origin, because from now on until the first week of October, it's going to be a great season. Catch you later. Bye.